Welcome to our newest sponsor, As You Wish Magical Experiences. As You Wish Magical Experiences Fairy Godmothers come to your resort, vacation rental, or home at the time that works best for you. You and your entire family can relax and enjoy the transformation in the comfort of your resort away from the excess crowd and noise. No need for a park ticket. Your princess, knight, or pirate will be ready for their adventure as soon as they walk through the gates of the park or whatever their special destination is for the day. Our fairy godmothers give individualized attention to every transformation complete with magical moments. What better way to start the day than to have your own fairy godmother bring the magic to you?
You can find them at www.asyouwishmagicalexperiences.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 458 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, I think it's time for a little news. There's been a lot of big different announcements in Walt Disney World over the last couple weeks, and I think they're so important that we want to bring them up. To help me out with that, I have with me tonight, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
What is happening, my friend?
Hanging in there. Everybody's waiting for the trip to start in a couple weeks or less than a couple weeks now for you guys. You're going to be down there early. Also with us tonight, we have Morgan. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Can't wait for the meetup coming soon.
Yep. It's on its way.
I'm to the point where I'm like starting to think about like who I'm going to get to bring me and Kim to the airport. Cause for me, it's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. It's almost there. Definitely. Yeah. Don't you have like the regular, it's gotta be a kid, right?
Well, it usually it is. The last couple times we just parked at the airport. Like if we're going to go for like a weekend or something, it's kind of a pain in the butt to make them do that. So, you know, usually you can do park and fly, whatever, for $10 a day. And it just doesn't pay to get them to do it. Or if we're flying out at, you know, early in the morning to make them get up. But this time it's late Friday evening. So usually Wyatt would bring us or Caitlin, but it's hunting season. So Wyatt will probably be taken off as soon as he gets off work on Friday. And so sure. Caitlin, yeah, yeah. Now Caitlin's got a real job at Children's Hospital as a nurse. So it's So I got my backup is Caitlin's fiance, Andrew. And he's like, yeah, if neither one of them can take you, I can take you. So
oh, awesome. There's definitely some fringe benefits coming on with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Okay, well, so tonight what we're going to do is talk about a little news. There's been announcement after announcement the last couple weeks of different things opening and reopening and, some events that come every year that we just wanted to talk about tonight and kind of get that out there for everybody in case you have any planning coming up. And I tell you what, the first one that came out that really hit me was all the room discounts that they've just announced in the last couple weeks. I had heard like the pass holders one. I got my email. But what else is out there?
So they've come out with, well, just in the past few months, they've come out, they came out with some that were Disney Plus deals. So Disney Plus subscribers can save on select Disney Cruise Line sailings, which is a really good one. And then Disney Plus subscribers save on 20%, up to 20% on rooms this holiday season. So most days, December 11th through December 25th. So right up to Christmas.
Oh, wow.
They get some deals there. But just more recently, they've come out with the biggest one that applies to everyone is save up to $400 on a 4-night, 4-day room and ticket package at select Disney Resort hotels. And that is most nights through December 11th through the 25th, but then also January 2nd through March 30th. So the whole first quarter of next year. And then on top of that, you know, they also do stuff for pass holders and Florida residents. And what was the other one?
The Disney Visa card.
Disney Visa card, yeah.
Right. So, okay, a couple of thoughts come to mind. It's like, well, very cool. Going to get some rooms at good rates if I want to go anytime in the next 3 months.
Yep.
However, well, where's the benefit of having one of these things over any of them then? Because it seems like it's as a flash over everyone. This has got to cover like 80% of the people that want to go to Disney World.
Typically,
or even more with Disney Plus. I'm sorry.
Typically the deal, like on a resort room, typically the AP rate is better than any of the other ones. So if you have an AP usually is even better than Florida resident. Sometimes they're the same. But if one's going to be better than the other, it's typically the AP rate, which is interesting because most of the Florida residents that are going to take advantage of that are probably APs anyway.
Right. And AP is the annual pass, just to make sure y'all understand.
Yep. And the other ones are usually not as good, still a discount, but not as much of a discount as AP.
Okay. Well, as long as I get that good annual pass discount, then I'm happy if the others are still out there for everyone else.
Just to throw out a couple other real quick ones out there. There's some also deals on for the winter, save 25% off of select rooms for stays 5 nights or more at Aulani.
Oh, wow. So are you getting the feeling that we're not pushing a lot of rooms this year, or they're not expecting a lot of rooms people going?
Maybe they're starting to finally increase capacity, because I feel like up until this point, they haven't been booking these rooms solid. And I think it's because they don't have the staffing to clean them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe they're getting back to where they're starting to open it back up where they're staffing more. So maybe that's pushing them to give some incentives to go.
Yeah, because if you think about it, the like December dates are right up until Christmas. A lot of people don't go then because kids are still in school and they want to go that like Christmas, New Year's time, which is like crazy busy. And so, yeah, they're just trying to get those rooms filled when on the less busy weeks.
It is nice to see them come out with some type of promotions, though, because for a while they were busy enough that you didn't see any.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's why it kind of makes me wonder what's going on, since you see them across everything right now. And especially Disney Plus. That's the one that they're doing a lot of these discounts for and special promotions for a lot, as opposed to what's the thing you pay for that we got the discount for Disney Plus? I'm missing the name of the
D23.
Yeah.
Right. So you should be getting incredible discounts based on that one, since it's a pay service.
Yeah.
You know, they, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen any type of discount for D23 gold members, would be a good one, because you're right. Gold. I mean, anybody can be a D23 member, but the gold member is the paid one. It's $100 bucks or so a year. And you get some cool stuff with it every year when you renew. Mm-hmm. I just renewed mine, and they sent me like this box set of like these great looking pens. And it's one from like each park, along with some other stuff. And then every quarter you also get a really nice magazine.
Hang on, go back a second. So they gave you a set of what?
Pens.
So that would be P-I-N-S?
No, yes, P-I-N-S, yes.
Just making sure.
Yes. Yes. Trading pens, not ink pens.
Very cool. I mean, that's definitely something worth the while. On top of that, you know, some type of discount. But you do get some a bunch of stuff through D23. We just finished up our 3 years of really, really cheap Disney Plus. So
yeah. And I wasn't a D23 gold member at the time, but it's one of the reasons I went ahead and joined it, is because when Ratatouille opened up, that Lisa took me over. There was a hard tickety event. You paid so much for it, but you got to go. It was like this morning. One morning you went to like the parking lot at Epcot, and they took you on a bus and took you backstage, took you over to the area at Ratatouille. There was coffee and croissants and all this stuff outside of France.
Wow, nice.
You got to go sit and watch this film about kind of the making of it. And there was one of the Imagineers. I can't remember which one. If I could remember his name, you would know him, because he's been on a lot of Disney Plus shows. But he was one of the ones really instrumental and told us a lot of secrets and stuff like that. Not secrets, but stuff that went into the ride, things to look for. So that was really cool. And then Yeah, right. Little stuff like that to look for, and kind of how they made some of the stuff in the area and the amount of attention to detail that went into it. And then after that was over, we walked over to the ride, and we could go on as many times as we want, and you just walk right on. And then you also got a little voucher to get some crepes from the creperie that's right there.
That's a nice bonus. That's great.
It was really like a really nice, hard-ticketed event. And it was, and then they gave you a lithograph on the way out.
Off the top of your head, do you remember how much you paid?
I didn't pay.
Well, I mean, what, 50, 100?
I think it was like, I want to say it was $59 or $69.
Yeah, I would say so anything in that range.
Not a terrible cost. I don't remember exactly because Lisa invited me. I didn't pay for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the reasons so I signed up for it, and I went and did it through Disney Movie Rewards, and that's not what they call it anymore. It was what Disney, whatever it turned into now. But I still had points, and one of the things you could redeem it for was a year of D23 gold.
Yes, it's still Disney Movie Rewards because I use it to get gift cards for Disney.
I wonder if I still have my account. Wow, I'm going to have to look that up.
It's definitely still there, and now you can go on there and you can link your Disney Plus subscription,
and they give you points
monthly because of that. Now it's called Disney Movie Insiders.
Right. Okay. Insiders. Guys, that was worth the show right there. We can end right
now. Yeah.
Good tidbit. Although I tell you what, I think you kind of brought up our next topic, and this is kind of not a really brand new announcement, but maybe in the last couple months, Disney has brought back all the tours, or the majority of the tours they have at the parks. The Magic Kingdom, the Epcot tours, Animal Kingdom, I think we're going. They actually had been going for a while. But the coolness of those two parks are going to be great. Magic Kingdom's tours are incredible. And same with Epcot.
I'm excited. I'll be able to do the behind-the-scenes tour on our upcoming trip. I would have liked to done it. Marceline, Magic Kingdom hasn't come back yet. Keys of the Kingdom has. I will also tell you, and going back to what I was kind of saying about staffing and issues with capacity at the hotels, I don't know if the tours are just that darn busy because everybody has this pent up wanting to go do these things, but it's very like you need to get like when you're 60 days out, you better go find your tour and book it after about the first week or two inside of 60 days, all the tours are booked.
Yep, I totally agree. We were looking, and it was very tough to get any of the good ones for the trip we have coming up. So,
yeah, I know the
number two, we're kicking butt.
Yep. I have a pretty cool announcement. I sent it to you guys today, but I'll give you some sound for it and see if you can figure it out.
Uh oh. That sounds like our last meetup might be happening.
So today, Disney Parks posted on their Facebook that testing is just beginning for the Walt Disney World Railroad crew. So the trains are running. Not for guests yet.
And the question is, how long is testing going to take?
How long does testing take? That is the question.
2 to 4right. months.
Yes.
Or 2 to 3 days, you know.
Well, yeah, probably. Let's see, 1, 2, 3 weeks. That's how long it's going to take them.
Yeah.
We will see.
Yeah.
You can only hope, you know, it's definitely better news than if it wasn't testing yet. So that's great.
And we had seen some, like, rumors and stuff, Ed, and we talked about this a month, month and a half, sure, maybe 2 months ago. And this is the first thing official that I've seen that like from them. So it was cool to see that. And I saw the post and I'm like, oh my God, look at this. And then I'm like, oh, it's from Disney Park. So that means it's real.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's you're always looking for that with those news stories.
They gave us that glimmer of hope that we want, that we get to ride the train when we're there.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I wonder if they're going to redo the train station at all or you know, update it or
well, the train station's still been open, so they, I'm not sure.
Well, not all summer wasn't. Yeah, it was closed most of the summer as far as you couldn't get up there. They were using it for people, for the characters to say hi to everybody.
Yeah, but I feel like if they were going to refurbish it, they would have like closed it so not even characters put the little things down. know.
Yep. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Think about how long it's been closed. Like, we held our meetup before the pandemic there.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's been a while. And now it was closed for that too, wasn't it? I don't think the trains were running that day.
No, like, I remember the train was actually just sitting there because
that's what I'm saying.
We got some photos. Yeah.
That's right. Because that, I remember that's when the train was actually on display, meaning you could walk right next to it. And I got some great pictures because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't active, it wasn't going anywhere, and they weren't really chasing you away from it. So
yeah, the station was open, but the train had already shut down. They had already shut it down, which was so that was 3 years ago.
That's been a while. You're right. That's crazy. So yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, we will see.
Be the best train ride ever.
Very cool. Morgan, you do yours next. What was yours again? The story you just posted?
The Mr. Toad.
Okay. So I tell you what, another story I heard, and I only saw a real headline for it, was that they have a Mr. Toad popcorn bucket coming out, but I think there might be more.
Yes, there actually is. So Disney Eats, which is, you know, part of Disney, obviously, did their Facebook post earlier today. We're recording on the 27th, that there is going to be starting next week, the 1st, some Mr. Toad's offering to Walt Disney World, which is really cool since we're all still missing the ride however many years later. So there is a popcorn bucket.
I wrote it this year.
Yeah, that's at Disneyland. We're talking about Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Still counts.
Yeah. So
fun ride.
Mr. Toad's popcorn bucket. And it's really cool because he's in his vehicle. He's, you know, got this happy face, which I'm also wondering, do the wheels move? Can I actually, like, roll it like a toy car?
I'm wondering if he's got a happy face because he's drunk.
Well, I mean,
they'll never admit it. Not today.
That's what it is. He gets drunk. I mean, he goes to the bar, gets drunk. The weasels get him drunk, and he goes in the car and crashes and dies and goes to hell.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's a great
friendly all around.
There's a lot of those out there hidden.
Yeah,
but
it's great.
I guess to soak up that alcohol, you can also, this is what's kind of funny. If you purchase the popcorn bucket,
right,
you can get an exclusive dome cake, which we know because the Amorettes dome cakes that we see at Disney Springs all the time, but there's this exclusive Mr. Toad dome cake with this little picture of his face put on top of it.
I have a feeling, I mean, did they say prices? Because I have a feeling the bucket might have just upped $10.
Yeah, the prices are not there. Now, it doesn't say you might have to pay for the cake.
You just have access to the cake if you buy the popcorn bucket.
You got to buy the popcorn bucket to then buy the cake, perhaps.
Correct.
To have access to buy the cake.
Access to it. Doesn't include it. So, I guess
there'd be a ticket. The ticket would be a keepsake.
Well, everything's it says mobile order. So here's the thing. So they talk about those. They talk about a photo pass magic shot near Storybrooke Circus. Mm-hmm. And then they also talk about the Wild Toad Brat Burger at Friar's Nook, which actually was around last year. A lot of people remember the picture because they made the pickle look like it's a tongue sticking out.
Oh, interesting. Brat Burger.
Yeah.
So and burger... Then nice.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a bratwurst, it's a burger, because the picture, it looks like a regular burger.
Right. Well, it's obviously made like a sausage burger or something like that. You know, they make it to the ground. Nice.
But they talk about only available via mobile order.
So how do you order the picture? But that probably can't be. But why is it down there, not in front of Pooh's ride?
I guess because, I mean, think about it, there's not a lot of walkthrough...
Oh, space. Yeah, true. Good point. Good point.
So that's my only thought.
Well, once the train comes up, people are going to be running down to Storybook Land to get on the train.
Yeah.
I've told both of you guys my opinion on popcorn buckets, and it's just my opinion. I bought one for one of the Halloween parties. I have one of the Oogie Boogie ones.
Yep.
That's it. That's the only one I bought because I got home with it, and I'm like, okay, now what the hell do I do with this popcorn bucket? So I don't get, like, it's not for me to just collect all these things, but looking at the Mr. Toad one, it is one that I would probably.
Right. I was going to say it's a collection.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Sure. Now, speaking of popcorn buckets, I just remembered this and we didn't do a post on it. But there is a pass holder popcorn bucket at Walt Disney World.
I saw that.
And it looks just like the regular shape popcorn bucket, yellow, got the annual pass holder. So like that one's dumb. I know. It's like
it is kind of, but it's kind of, I mean, you know what's even kind of more dumb is that they don't check for your annual pass when you buy the AP stuff. I noticed.
Oh, it depends on what it is. Some stuff they do.
None of the Epcot stuff.
No?
I got a couple things there. Yeah. But anyway, and again, I'm sorry to even say that. But I did notice it.
I have had them check. Like if you go to buy an AP Dooney or a DVC Dooney, they're gonna check.
Well, that's also that's serious money. That's not the $20-$30 thing I'm picking up.
Even every time I've tried to get my annual pass discount, they want to see the pass. So you got a little lucky break there, I think.
Well, the discount I understand, but the other thing. Anyway, so that's cool. I mean, is it gonna be only you can get them? So when you mobile order them, where are you picking it all up?
She's just talking about the cake. You don't mobile order the bucket.
No, it's saying a mobile order. So the popcorn bucket is available via mobile order.
Hence the Figment issues. Remember Figment popcorn bucket? How are they going to avoid those big lines that I'm running out quickly? They're going to make you mobile order.
Then you can just hand them out. Well, but there's no transaction there. You're just looking at their app to make sure it's them and handing it to them. So it is probably more efficient.
Yeah.
It would just be more efficient if they just offered them at multiple locations instead of one.
Well, right. Sure.
I'm assuming it's going to be like, have you guys done the mobile shopping yet? Like in the Emporium?
Yes.
No.
And you know, there's like a little code they scan. I would hope that's how they're going to do it for this.
Yes. Huh. We've done that. We've done that. And Creation Shop. Mm-hmm. Kim scanned it on the app, and you can walk to the little station. They have bags there, so you can bag it up yourself. You scan your little thing, and you walk out.
That's my shopping way to go now.
We have to write this one down for a show down the road, but the mobile ordering has been mainly a big success, I think. It's been great. Absolutely. However, one out of every six, it seems like they lose my order, or there is a snafu. But, yeah, definitely mark it down. We'll get back to this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Animal Kingdom news. They had a new birth in the Animal Kingdom, and Okapi was born, named Benny. It's over by the Animal Kingdom Lodge, so I guess they have a specific set of animals that don't mix with the animals on the safari that only stay over there. So that was kind of cool. I love hearing news when they have animals born in Animal Kingdom. I mean, like, they're doing such a great job there.
So the Okapi are not on the savannah.
No, they're at Animal Kingdom Lodge Hang on.
When I said the savannah, I just meant the safari ride.
Okay.
They're in the beginning of the safari ride.
The beginning before you get to the savannah. Yeah. They live in a different habitat than the savannah animals.
I totally agree. Boy, we're such experts on this freaking Africa, aren't we?
I know. Have you had Okapi?
Eaten it? No.
Yeah, I've heard it's delicious.
God.
That's kind of the furthest thing from my mind after talking about the birth at Animal Kingdom. I didn't think they're actually stocking the restaurants. I thought
it would be like Okapi veal, the baby.
Only if they kept it in the pen and never let it get
exercised. Yeah, right. Correct. Oh my God. We're kidding. We're totally.
Such a bad turn.
We're kidding. Okay. We're kidding. We kid. We would not eat Okapi.
Very much so.
I am from South Louisiana. We probably would eat Okapi.
You would. Yeah.
We eat
wrapped up in an alligator skin.
We pretty much eat anything here.
Anyway, definitely cool news coming out of Animal Kingdom. What else have we heard? Oh, one of the water parks. I guess both of the water parks will be open now.
Blizzard Beach is coming back.
Frozen.
Is...
Right? Didn't they just make a big announcement that they're going to retheme it to Frozen?
Yes. I'm not sure.
What, for a water park?
Yeah.
We got to stop and cut. We're going to cut a lot out of this part of the show. Okay, we'll bring it up. I didn't have it up. I thought it was just a matter of they reopened it, and that was all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blizzard Beach reopening, adding Frozen fun.
Okay, yeah. But the only thing that they talk about on
They're not. I guess it's not the whole park. There's going to be Olaf, Elsa, and Anna will be awaiting visitors at the water park. Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park is set to open to guests November 13th. After a lengthy closure due to renovation, the park will be reopening with updates inspired by the beloved film Frozen, according to Disney Parks blog post shared on Tuesday. Among additions, kid-friendly land, Tyke's Peak, will see the addition of Olaf, Elsa, Anna's Igloo, their igloo castle, and statuettes of the adorable Snoggy Pals, which are the little snowmen.
Right.
Yeah. From the beloved film, and this polar theme slides and wading pool.
So
the water park will also have an enhanced holiday atmosphere. These limited time holiday offerings will run through December 31st and will include a daily snowfall, holiday music, tropical clad Santa, festive inner tubes, and seasonal food and beverage. Yuletide inspired treats included peppermint milkshakes and orange bird Santa cone.
Oh, I like that Santa cone.
Yep.
Orange.
So they're theming parts of the park to Frozen.
Yeah.
Nice. And it does sound like a kind of a big thing there, all the different parts you mentioned, the castle especially.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. Now I might want to get to a water park. We have never done.
And I've never been to Blizzard Beach. I've only been to Typhoon Lagoon, and that was years ago. I mean, back when they had the snorkeling that you could snorkel across the salt water.
The sharks and everything.
It was cool. That was cool, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
The water was cold as hell.
I'm sure it was.
I mean, I usually tell Blizzard Beach is going to be more of the rides. So if you like the water slides, Blizzard Beach is more your water park. But of course,
Typhoon Lagoon has Crush and Gusher. It's got I think Typhoon Lagoon has the better wave pool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
if you just want to do the slides and the stuff like that, then go to Blizzard Beach. If you want the wave pool, the lazy river, and all that, Typhoon Lagoon.
I mean, from what I understand, that if you really want to go to a water park, you should go to Volcano Bay.
Yeah, but we don't talk about the other park.
Yeah.
No, we don't talk about Bruno.
We stayed on
Bruno is that park.
Yeah.
Right. We stayed at the hotel that's like attached to Volcano Bay last time around.
What is that, Castaway Key?
No, it's the
Cabana Bay.
Oh, Cabana Bay. That's what I meant. Cabana Bay. Castaway Key's the island the Disney cruise ship.
The kids had a blast because they can walk from the hotel to the water park. Oh, yeah. It was crazy. My nephews were having a blast.
Yeah, that's Jimmy awesome. Did not do his Universal training. He doesn't know the.
I knew. I brought up Volcano Bay.
He did.
Yeah, but you.
Although I tell you what, I have heard rumor that Volcano Bay, even though it looks spectacular, is still not as good as a couple of the other Orlando ones. So give and take with that, I can't judge. I'm still only been to Hershey. I haven't been to many water parks.
You know, me and Kim, when we went to Universal, we were there like for a whole week, and we had plans to go to Volcano Bay, we just never made it over there. But I mean, it's not.
There's so much to do at Universal. I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
I would love to spend a bunch of days at Universal someday, but I'm not
really. I would tell you, and I just had this conversation with somebody today at work, and I would tell you that, you know, Universal as a whole, to me, is not close to Disney's level. But the Harry Potter stuff is every bit as good as anything at Disney.
I mean, it's Diagon Alley and the whole street and the way they do everything there and the way they back it up. And
Hogsmeade is cool, but Diagon Alley is really the gym, you know?
Sure. Definitely. The downside is they really rook you because you have to buy two park passes.
You have to do that.
However, I didn't bat an eye at doing it, so I guess it wasn't that bad. Okay, we didn't want to go to Universal. We got there. Something else they announced were the new dates for the Epcot International Festival of the Art, another festival at Epcot, which is one of the things they kind of gotten down, I think, to a T. I have never been to one of these shows, but Jimmy and Morgan definitely have.
This past January is the only one I've missed because we decided to go to Disneyland. But every other Festival of the Arts, me and Kim have been to since they started it. And it, I mean, there's a podcast somewhere, and I don't remember. It's probably labeled Festival of the Arts, but me and Sam and Ian did a walk around, and I brought that up on there that I think Festival of the Arts has even surpassed food and wine for me.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
You still have the food booth, so you still have that foodie element, just things are themed more artful. But you've got Broadway performers, and you've got countless...
Disney Broadway performers.
Disney Broadway performers. But then you've got countless displays and little kiosks to look at all this art by these amazing artists.
See, I would really love that. That would be fun to do. Being creative and being able to talk to the artists.
Yeah.
Being able to go just chat with these guys, and they're out there for that reason too.
Yeah.
So you're there for that reason and they're there for that reason. So they love being there and chatting with you. And hopefully, you know, they want you to buy a piece of their art. But the thing is that, you know, you could buy a $40, just a $40 print of their art, and they're still going to sign it and all that for you. Look, the one behind me is Haunted Mansion. Now, my mom bought this one and framed it. But, you know, it's done by Larry Dodson. That was before Festival of the Arts. He just happened to be there doing it. But they're all over, and you get to do that. I don't think it was the first year, but I mean, I bought a Kevin John, one of the frame Giclées, mm-hmm. Which is for me was an expensive piece of art, like $400. But I got to sit there and talk to him, and we knew him because we had interviewed him. So he knew who I was, but he personalized, he did like a whole, the back of it's like black mat that behind the frame that's tacked on there.
Right.
He did like with a silver Sharpie, did like a whole sketch on the back of it of what it is, like recreated the actual picture, which is like Thunder Mountain with the train and the riverboat. Mm-hmm. He did a whole sketch on the back of it, basically of that, and personalized it to the horns.
Nice.
So that right there is just, man, that right there is just incredible. It's like one, that's probably my most cherished, Disney, you know, souvenir.
Yeah, definitely. That would be a good one.
And it hangs in my living room. And because, you know, and look, I don't, as much of a Disney fan as I am, I don't have Mickey Mouse all over my living room. You know what I mean? Right. But that piece of art it's a nice piece of art on its own, regardless if it's Disney. So it's just great. That made it. I don't know that I would have bought that and dropped that kind of money on that piece of art had Kevin John not been there. And it does, you know, it doesn't have to be Kevin John. A lot of them are there.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And so, a lot of times you're going to find somebody that's up and coming in the Disney company or working with them or going to be part of it down the road. A lot of times it's artists that you've known and seen before. So it sounds like a great thing. I've always heard great stories about this.
And yeah, I will also say that it's not just Disney art. Like there are some stuff that they don't, it's not Disney related. It's just art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would say most of it has a Disney flair or Star Wars or Marvel, but there are some stuff there that they do stuff with different colors and stuff like that and different types of art.
Even better yet.
And then there's also like sidewalk, the chalk art. They do that. They have an area that is roped off that they do the chalk art on the sidewalk.
And I think that changes like every week or something like that just because of the weather. But if you lived there, you could go there every week and see a new piece of sidewalk art.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that's really cool there is there's a big mural that's paint by number. And okay. you go do that though. So they give you a certain color and you find squares with that number and you paint those squares. Yeah. And eventually it's huge. So it takes like almost the whole festival before it's done.
Oh, awesome. I've never seen that. I'm so surprised. I haven't seen something about that.
I want to say the last couple. So Figment is the big, you know, mascot of the Festival of the Arts. And I want to say that mural is usually Figment.
Definitely was him once for sure. So it's cool. It's really good. And the Broadway singers, I mean, usually it's, you know, they're from one of the Disney Broadway shows, but they don't just do that show. They do like a whole like set of just different Disney Broadway songs, which there's a ton. So,
I mean, put it this way, me and Jimmy are going to be there for the House of Mouse Expo in January. And I'm staying 2 extra days after. I know Jimmy's planning on staying a week, but my 2 extra days after the expo, I just plan on being in Epcot. I don't plan on going to the other parks. I just plan on wandering around Epcot and the Arts Festival.
I think the other thing is that, you know, even though like we moved our meetups to middle of November, basically, sometimes it can still be warm. When you go in January for the Arts Festival, it's not warm, regardless, right. You know, yeah, it can be cold. And the other thing is that they have cool is that they have photo opportunities there. So they're basically like famous paintings, but they're like in a 3D like shadow box that you can get into, and you could take a picture and be in the. So those are cool too, because we've done a lot of cool poses.
Nice.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of those over at Epcot at the Odyssey a couple festivals ago. I think they had back in the center where the food was. You could do the pictures. That's fun stuff. Hey, maybe I can convince Leslie to go to this one. That'd be fun.
She would probably, outside of Disney, like this would probably be one that she would probably enjoy because of the art and even the food. So there'll be food booths, but it's all the food is designed upon aesthetics. Like it's supposed to be like,
it's all about the eye.
It's all about the eye. Yes, yes, yes. So it's all about art, the art of it, and not necessarily, you know.
Yeah, if you can convince your wife to come to Disney at any time, it's going to be Arts Festival.
Nice.
I think that would be a good time for her to go. I think she'd probably enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that one. Okay, guys. So now the story I have for the end of the night is, I think, one of the best ones in that Fantasmic has been announced and returning. People have been making reservations for the dinner parties and the whole setup that they have with that. And I believe November 3rd is the actual first night it is opening up.
Yep.
There's going to be changes to the story. There is going to be new characters involved. It sounds like it's going to be great. And actually, from the Disney site and from the Disney Nerds podcast blog, let me just read one of these paragraphs. And spectacular it is. The new hero sequence features a high energy Aladdin chase with stunts never before seen on the Fantasmic stage. A powerful scene with Elsa set to the song Show Yourself that is sure to thaw the most frozen of hearts, and stirring moments with Pocahontas, Moana, and Mulan. And this is kind of funny, or cool, actually. A fun fact, to help choreograph the authentic Chinese martial arts, you'll see in the Mulan scene, the creative team brought in Mimi Chan, the original muse and model animators used when bringing the character of Mulan to life for the 1998 animated film.
That's really cool.
That's pretty cool. 22 years later, she's back and helping out.
Yeah.
And so I'm very much looking forward to this. Hollywood Studios was a park I would mainly go to and then kind of leave to go to Epcot or leave to go to the Magic Kingdom and finish my night because, okay, great. You can see the show in front of the theater a couple times.
Or it's a little stale.
Yeah. Or Galaxy's Edge at night. I always like that place. But other than that, yeah, Hollywood Studios never had that extra thing. And it's funny because I remember probably 4 or 5 years ago complaining they had competing shows at night. Now I'm like, I'm all for it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did. I just saw them. Somebody post. They just changed the sign too. You know, the sign that's back, like by Tower of Terror, the big sign, the big Fantasmic Dragon sign.
And Mickey on it.
Yeah.
They redid that sign. It's a new one now.
Oh, good. See, I want to hear too if the restaurant's going to be open up top there. And what they're going to have to offer. They've always got some strange stuff in it. It's kind of like Friar's Nook over in the Magic Kingdom. It's either the bowls or the wraps or something.
They did some cones or something like that. Macaroni. Some of those, macaroni and a cone or something like that. So the last time I went back there is, obviously pre-pandemic. Earlier in the week, I was down for our meetups, and Rudy, our friend from Crazy for Disney, had a dessert party there.
Oh, nice.
And had invited me, and we went to that, and it was really nice because we had that whole area up top.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really wonderful. Really nice time.
I've actually sat up on the top bleachers once or twice for Fantasmic, just as an FYI, if they still have them, which is kind of on the same level that the restaurant was and the popcorn stand and stuff.
Yeah,
they were not bad seats. Just to point that out.
Once there's really
started, it was really good.
There's really once they dim the lights and the show starts, there's really no bad seats in there. Mm-hmm. I say the same thing about the Beauty and the Beast show, which is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
Like it kind of doesn't really matter where you sit in that amphitheater. Like there's really no bad spots. My only complaint about Fantasmic is getting back there and leaving.
Yeah.
Well, they shovel you out the back alley that comes out by the gas station at the entrance because the park's closed by the time the show's over.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that happens.
And I would say,
you're going, and if you're staying at one of the Skyliner hotels, you're set.
Yeah.
I would also say, you know, that's a good to know that that upper level bleachers are not terrible seats. So you don't have to go there at 8 o'clock or 7:30 for a 9 o'clock show and wait in that crazy line. You know what? Just go at, you know, 20 minutes before and just walk up and be okay sitting in those bleachers. And
sure. I've seen that line seriously long. I've actually seen it where they had two lines going because they had the one line going into the first show and then they had the second line lining up for the show.
For the next show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Good God.
I've sat in the very front row of Fantasmic and I've sat right below those upper bleachers where the handicap parking is. And I can tell you, I'd rather be up than front row.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And it depends if they have water too. I forget if they, I didn't see it mentioned if they're still going to have the water show with the projections. And I only
hope so.
I like that part. And it's funny because, yeah, I like that part. It's beautiful. But if you're in the first 10 to 15 rows on a night where the wind's blowing in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll get a little misty.
It's like that show in Disneyland. You got to buy a sweatshirt if you're going to enjoy it, if it's cool or whatever.
Pack your poncho.
Yeah. You know, on some nights, I'm sure it's going to be very refreshing, though.
Yeah.
Not in January.
No.
But if you're there in July, it probably feels great.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Get ready for it. So anyway, a lot of good news coming out of Walt Disney World. I'm sure we missed a story or two, but that's why we do a couple of shows a year about the news coming out of the parks.
The other thing I just wanted to bring up real quick before we end the show. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see the Thunderbirds fly over Cinderella Castle today?
Yes. Was that actually today?
That was today. Yeah.
I said, Chris sent me the tweet, for the or TikTok, I guess it was.
Oh, he did. He sure did. He sent that.
Yeah. And I was wondering when that was, but that was phenomenal. Wow, was that park crowded?
Yeah,
we saw.
Well, you know, they announced it earlier that it was going to happen, and it was to celebrate, you know, coming into November and Veterans Day and all that. So, and the way they do it is they come over from behind it, and they spread out almost like in a firework pattern.
Right, they hit the castle and the park itself. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, pretty incredible to see that. I'd love to see that first.
Definitely find that TikTok, guys, because you get the view from the pilot seat for the most part of it, and then at the end you'll see where the plane split in the park view.
It's pretty incredible. I'm looking at I just happened to be reminded by it because somebody shared it, but the Air Force Thunderbirds has a Facebook page. And they shared pictures from it, from Disney Parks. So
nice.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah. Very cool stuff coming out of the parks. Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 458 of the Disney Nerds podcast, the news coming out of Walt Disney World. If you want to get in touch with the show, definitely reach out to us. Jimmy, how can people get in touch with us?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at Ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, Jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. So that's it for the show. We really appreciate you being with us. For Morgan, for Jimmy, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Quaharini.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
Kungaloosh.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in